Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so the next game that we also had hands on here, and this is for Nintendo Switch. I'm a Monster Hunter fan. I played it, I think started playing it from the Wii U and then 3DS and all that stuff. So now the Switch is finally getting a Monster Hunter game. It's Monster Hunter Ultimate. Pete, this is your first time playing Monster Hunter, right?
That's
what
correct.
About you, Wayne? This is your first time?
No, I've played Monster Hunter before.
Yeah.
I played it on the 3DS and also on the Wii.
So let's go with Wayne first, man, because I want to get his thoughts about Monster Hunter for the Switch, because, you know, I know we're Nintendo Switch owners, and I'm kind of jealous, man. Monster Hunter comes out for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox,
which is
a phenomenal game, but no love for the Switch until this version.
Yep.
Your thoughts? I think it was
a lot of fun. Yeah, I liked the 3DS version, and this one was just overall a step up. It very much feels like the same game, but visually it looks so much better. And I'm looking at the cinematics now, and those look amazing.
Yeah.
They didn't have cinematics like that beforehand, that's for sure. And the fighting was a little more difficult, but it was also just a demo. You know, we didn't have the traps or anything.
But this is, I believe... Let me see if I think I'm right, but I believe this is the 3DS version, the 3DS game ported to the Switch.
Really?
Yeah, can you look it up, Pete? Okay, check where the Monster Hunter game is. That from the 3DS or Wii? Can you check online? No, it's the Switch, but
it says Ultimate, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's a port.
Yeah. It says Monster Hunter Ultimate.
Okay, so it's Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. So
it looks epic, though. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Pete, on your phone, search. I was like, what is he doing?
Monster Hunter Generation.
Yes.
Generation.
So it's
Ultimate.
Monster Hunter Generation Ultimate. Yeah. Excuse me. I messed up. We're tired. It's been a long week, everyone. It's been a long week. So, yeah, I think it plays good.
Definitely.
I can see me playing this, especially online with friends.
Yeah,
right?
That I see myself playing it more so at home, so I can connect online and play with my friends.
Have it on a screen.
Exactly.
Screen.
I definitely still want it on the Switch, obviously, but I think when I go out of the house, I might drop back to Mega Man or something like that,
because
that one I could play solo, but this one I feel like it's a little difficult solo. It would be a lot more fun with friends.
You know, we was doing a quest and we ran out of time
because
the fourth player wasn't really paying attention. He was like talking to people and stuff. So
yeah, we didn't have a fourth, and then someone who was giving someone a tour just grabbed the controller last minute.
Yeah.
But if we had them from the beginning, we would have taken that guy down. He was almost down.
He was about to die. He couldn't even walk. He was about to die. So, P, I know this is your first time as a first timer playing Monster Hunter. You know, trying something new. Your thoughts?
It's my fault y'all died. We all lost. Because it took me 2/3 of the time of playing it to try to figure out how to shoot, how to aim, how to reload.
Oh, okay, he's never played it.
So this is my fault completely, even with the gamepad. And I don't know if maybe that's just because of the way that the controls were mapped out. Hopefully that's something that can be remapped. Because it was like... And also the character I was using was a long-range, you know, sniper gun guy. So, like, to pull up the ADS and the scope, I had to use the left bumper or the right bumper. To fire, I had to press A. I would have liked to have remapped those to the more traditional, like, shooting type.
Yeah.
And then, like, reloading, I had to hold Y down. And then alternating between different ammos, because some ammos would only allow you to shoot, you know, 3 shots before reloading. Some, which were doing less damage, but allowed me to shoot 9. So, you know, there's various other things. But I do see the appeal as to how a game like this, you know, would get, you know, people excited. Obviously, I want to see the PC version of Monster Hunter World later this year.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm truly looking forward to.
It's fun. It's fun, and it's a different vibe too. Like doing quests, and you can play with like other players. And the thing that I like about Monster Hunter, because I know you haven't played it, dude, they always have content, new content. They're always adding new content nonstop. So you're gonna be playing this for hours and hours. So this version, yeah, it's for the Switch. It's not Monster Hunter World, but it's still good because they're always gonna have content for that too, man. So it's good. So. I think you Thumbs
well,
up?
Well, I can't give it a thumbs up or a thumbs... I can't give it a thumbs down because I feel that my experience, because I'm super new to it,
yeah,
I would be more detrimental. I would have to get more accustomed to it. Now, if they would have given me like an hour to play it and I would have more, you know, more time to get used to the controls, then that probably would have made life a lot easier. Yeah. And you know, it'd be a little bit easier for me.
I think also another part of the game that you should try out eventually, I think half of the fun is getting the armor and leveling up and crafting all of these abilities, because you just choose a hero and a class and you just go out there with all this
stuff. Well, it's designed to go jump in and play quickly. It's not like Monster Hunter World where you're going through the entire evolution of your character in an RPG.
And that's another thing that I really liked. When, like, you play with your friends, you start off noobs together, and then you slowly get better. And if you don't play, your friend starts getting way better, and then that makes you want to get better and better.
Right, well, that's the classic RPG element, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want to make sure that you don't get left behind. So you keep doing the grind, whether it's with your friends or by yourself, so that if you're higher level, that's when you're, lower level. You gotta rank up.
Yeah, and so that's a really cool element of the game, especially all the armor looks badass. So no matter where you go, you're going to look good. And I love that about the game.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up and talk about more Capcom games.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.